Southern style, free and easy. Southern style, warm and reason. If you met a man, believe me, you want her to stay a while. She said she don't believe in strangers, only sinners with a savior. 'Cause her mom and daddy raised her Southern style.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now today my show has been all about Sweetgrass Baskets, the history, the traditions, the places where you can actually find them. Because as you know, I'm sure you probably have seen them if you've traveled anywhere in the Lowcountry area, be it Georgia or South Carolina, that you can find those baskets being sold in the marketplace and women making them sometimes too at festivals or also too at the marketplace. So you have a chance to actually talk with some of the basket makers and just see how they do their craft and ask some questions about it. So if you haven't done that and next time you're in that area, you do see them, please do stop and have a conversation with them. Now it has become more of an more African-American art than a functional basket like it was used back in the 1800s, 1900s, and even in some cases, some people still use them today for that reason. But for the most part, they have become an art item that people collect, a collector's item that you bring back and have displayed for all people to see. And they're beautiful. They're definitely, you have a place there as well. But my guest, Yvonne Grosvenor, has been talking about the traditional sapalo because Georgia does not get as much recognition for the Sweetgrass Baskets as South Carolina does, especially around the Charleston area. But on sapalo, Yvonne is one of the people, along with other residents of the island, who actually go out, harvest the grasses, the salt palmetto, process it by drying it, and then make the baskets. So it is a great souvenir when you are visiting sapalo because you are buying a product that is actually handcrafted from start all the way to finish. And if you missed part of the show where Yvonne talks about her whole process of how she gathers and harvests and collects the grasses and dries them and processes them and gets the baskets going and making them, please do listen to the whole show. It will be posted on the website travelbagswithanita.com. You can hear the whole show all over again, as well as a way that you can get in touch with Yvonne and have her custom make a basket for you because she does that too. You can reach her at YvonneGrosvenor@yahoo.com. The continuation of my conversation with Yvonne is more now about why she feels this is such a tradition that needs to be recognized and needs to also be preserved. You know, what are her feelings about that? Because she is teaching people. She's teaching the next generation so that the tradition doesn't die out. So I ask her why she feels that way and what her thoughts are about saving the tradition and making sure that it is recognized, not only in the Lowcountry area, but all around the U.S. and really around the world. So here's a continuation of my conversation with Yvonne.
Now, I want to ask you some questions really more about kind of your feelings about the Sweetgrass tradition. I mean, why do you feel that it's so important to keep this tradition going? Because you taught it to the children on the island, which says to me, you know, you see the importance of it, but I'd love for you to share your own words, what the Sweetgrass Baskets, what you think they mean to the culture, the tradition, and certainly the El Sapalo.
Because, you know, that was one of the things that they always did here on the island. A lot of the ladies, they did basket, and the men's mostly been working in the fields. And so, and you know, this to keep that basket weaving, keep the tradition going, keep it alive, and also it's all handcraft. And you don't find a lot of handcraft thing now. You buy a basket out of the store and stuff like that, but this is all handmade basket. And so I think it's just, we need just to have a handmade basket. And when people come here, they want something from the island. The tourists come here to the island. The visitors come. They want to say, well, we take something back from sapalo, and it was handmade right there on the island and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you so much about that. I mean, it certainly really is something that makes that connection between people who come and visit with the island, with the history, with the traditions. It also connects, it keeps us connected, it keeps the tradition connected to West Africa, which is where the skill of making it came from.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely a way to do that as well.
Yeah.
But now your best is, though, you make them in all different shapes and all different sizes and everything too. So you have a good selection of that for people to, you know, to give it a try.
You know, people buy them faster than you make them. So I have a few baskets on hand, and as a matter of fact, I just sent some off this weekend. I had to mail a couple baskets off where people been ordering baskets and stuff like that. But people, if I don't have it on hand, they can order it. I'll make it and ship it to them. You know, they pay for the shipping, and I ship the basket to you also.
Oh, so it sounds like maybe people could request a specific type then.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
I have people request different baskets, different prices, basket and stuff like that.
Oh, great. That's good to know that you can kind of, you know, buy what you feel a strongest connection with. But what is the most popular one that people buy?
They like the casserole with the two handles on the side. They like the rice fanner and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, how large are those rice fanners?
The rice fanner, they can be, they're much bigger than a dinner plate.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to think, probably about 15 inches or something like that.
Okay.
And I can make them different size, because some people might just want a kind of smaller rice fanner or want one the size of a dinner plate. You know, it can make them different size. They can just say, I mean, make me one the size of a dinner plate. Or, you know, if they just want to say, make me a $65 basket, you know, different prices.
You mentioned $65. What is the price range for the basket?
They can come from $50 on up.
Okay.
Like I just finished one with sweetgrass and pine needles, and it was a good size. When it was like a casserole with the handles on both sides, design go down the side, and I sold that Saturday for $250.
So you just mentioned pine needles. So tell me a little bit about that. You can use also pine needles in the
yeah,
basket?
Yeah, if you want to give your basket different colors, you can do like maybe 3-row pine needle, 3-row sweetgrass, go back and forth with the different colors.
Mm-hmm.
And also you can also add black needle rush in it if you want to put that in it also.
Do you ever put any seashells, anything like that? Can you weave those kind of things into it, or is that maybe getting a little too far away from the tradition?
Well, that's too far from tradition because, you know, they didn't do that a long time ago, and I try to keep the traditional baskets
going. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We don't want to mess with the tradition.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, Yvonne, you know, I've known you for a long time, and I certainly enjoy, you know, whenever I have the opportunity to sit and watch you make the baskets, because you do such a great job of teaching and instructing and just also just showing people, even if they're not necessarily taking a full class, you know, that kind of thing, but just, you know, showing people how it's done. So thank you for that, because you are keeping the tradition alive and allowing people to, you know, to understand and connect it. It's not just, you know, they just go find a basket and buy it. You're showing them, you know, just how it fits into the day-to-day lives, just like it would have, you know, with our ancestors making them and then actually using them. And I know so many other cultures, you know, the Cherokees, and I mean, just so many other cultures around the world have baskets that they, you know, that they make as well. So it's certainly one a tradition we want to keep going.
Oh, yeah.
All great information. I hope you guys have enjoyed the show today. I certainly have enjoyed having the opportunity to talk with Yvonne. In all full disclosure here, Yvonne is a very good friend. She's a very good family friend. Her family, my family, we're all very close. So I have actually seen her making the baskets on many occasions. I have purchased some of her baskets. I am quite aware of her children and her grandchild, her granddaughter, who is also now a basket maker as well. So I know that whole story, but I was so excited to share it with you because I think it is something that we need to preserve and we need to keep going. So hope that you have enjoyed the show. If you have a sweetgrass basket, please go to my Facebook page, Travel Bags with Anita, and maybe post a picture of it so we can share the sweetgrass baskets that we have. And on my website, Travel Bags with Anita, you can listen to the whole show again. And also, I have photos of Yvonne, some of her baskets, the basket that she talks about that was in the Obama inaugural parade. That one is listed there too on my website. website so you can actually see it, see exactly what she was talking about. And of course, you can always go to Sapelo and visit, and you will meet people like Yvonne, who have been residents of the island for many, many years, talk with them, and maybe even get a chance to have Yvonne teach you a couple of things about making the baskets. So check out her email at YvonneGrosvenor@yahoo.com, and she can help you out with making a custom basket. Today's show is brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance. They're your travel buddies. They're the ones to take along with you on a road trip, a long trip, short trip, whatever trip you may be going on. You want to invest in your travel vacation, because that's exactly what it is. It's an investment. So check out their website at AllianzTravelInsurance.com, and you'll find an option plan there for you, one that fits your budget, fits your vacation, and your time away, your travel investment. Now, thanks again for joining me today. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another great destination and human interest story to get you all geared up for traveling again real soon. Stay safe. Bye-bye.